Hi, this is Kathy Forstie here at Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri for KC Cafe Radio. And we've been inviting people that we really love on the radio station who are here at the Folk Alliance Conference to come by and play a couple of songs for us and chat for a little bit. And one of those people is Mike Aiken and his wife, Amy. Thank you guys for coming by.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks
this
for having
great.
Us.
It's good to see you guys again. I think when the last time we see each other, was that Far West? Maybe?
No, I think it was a year ago here.
It was a year ago
yeah,
here?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you were in Belton back last year playing at Sally's, right?
We were.
In October.
Yeah, and I missed you guys there, but because I think we were at Far West. Maybe that's what
were.
It was.
I think you were. Yeah. Yeah. About that.
So,
yeah.
And you're going to be back at Sally's in August, correct?
That's
August
correct.
18th.
Yeah, so Whistle Stop Antiques in Belton, Missouri. Check that out for Mike Aiken.
That's a fun spot to play.
That's
I mean,
yeah.
She goes through so much work to to make it inviting for us to come in.
Yeah, it's people know it's an antique store that people can come in and sit down and listen to great music like you guys. It's sort of a house concert situation. And
yep.
There's food and drinks and, yeah.
Yeah, good
so
time.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, atmosphere, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So you have a new album coming out in June.
We do called Wayward Troubadour. This will be the seventh one coming out. So we're pretty excited about it. It's been about 4 years since the last one, which was Captains and Cowboys. It was Grammy nominated, and we took some time to put the right tunes together and get the right people to record this next one. So,
So how is this one different than the others?
Truer to Mike yet.
Yeah, I think it's probably the most. True, you know, body of work in one CD to me.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. I hunted, part of it is I really took the time, which is hard to do, but took the time to get the right atmosphere to record in. We were in a couple studios that we started and just didn't like the vibe. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really took the time to do it and brought in some great players.
Mm-hmm.
Spent about... probably 3 years worth of writing to put this together and, you know, kept the ones that fit and didn't cast aside the other ones, but certainly put them on the shelf.
Yeah. Are they all written just by you, or do you do any co-writing on
them?
No,
I do a lot of co-writing. I really enjoy that process.
Uh-huh.
So it's a combination. Some of them are just mine, but there's quite a few co-writes. And, that whole collaborative spirit of sitting down with a good writer and somebody you know, strangers, I find it a little bit different, but somebody you know that you can really dig into a song. It's
right.
Fine.
Yeah. Somebody that you trust with.
Yeah, exactly.
With your words
exactly.
And your music. So can you do a song for us from the new CD?
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
This one is called Traveling Bone.
This is called Traveling Bone. Yep. And a little story behind it is really when I was a kid, I kept running away, and really I kept running away with a guitar to go to Chicago, and I was brought up in western New York outside Buffalo on a farm out there. So I just kept going away. So at one point, my mother just said, you know, we're gonna quit trying to stop you doing this. You were just born with a traveling bone. And years and years later, it sort of turned into this song. Tumbleweeds are rocking on that deep sea. I'm home. is a traveling bone. Don't you know I got a mountain girl, likes to travel all around the world. Say, don't you know,
well, I got a girl,
well, she likes to travel all around this world. There's a road and it's waiting for me, there's some place I just got to see. Say, there's a road
and it's waiting for me.
Well, there's some places I sure wanna be. Walk on now. I was born with a traveling bone. Don't you know I just got to roam? Said I was born
with a traveling bone.
Where I
lay my head, yes, it is my home.
Where I
lay my head, yes, it is my home.
Now what you gotta do out there is start clapping. Start stomping your feet. Come on, Casey, you can do that a little bit louder. Got a traveling bone. Gotta travel in.
Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in bone.
Yeah, now.
Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in bones
in my pocket.
Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in bone.
Yeah.
Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in bone.
One more time.
Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in. Gotta travel in bone.
I'm ready to go someplace. It's a great tune.
Yeah,
it's a wig now.
So, Amy, how did you and Mike meet?
Oh, well, it was just a few moons ago. Well, actually, he was my landlord for a very brief time. Yes, I was looking for a place to live. I just finished college and moved to the Buffalo area and looking for a place to live and rented an apartment he had available. Yep. That was kind of the I guess we need a more dramatic story than that. We got to work on that one.
Story.
It's not a bad story, but
it'd be for me.
It was, yeah.
You're glad she moved in, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much a lightning struck thing for both of us. So that was, it was fun.
So were you doing music before that, before you met him?
I was. I mean, I was just singing and, you know, chorus type stuff, but no, I really wasn't. It was.
Well, what happened to somewhere in there? Amy came up to me and said, do you know anybody I could take guitar lessons from? I think I could arrange that.
I never did get that guitar lesson, by the way.
That's why you play the drums, right?
I beat things.
So tell me, what is Aiken and Friends Fest? I saw that on your website that it's coming up
in
September.
Started at, this will be the 13th year of the original fest, and started it really as a songwriters festival. So it's in Smithfield, Virginia. And really what I'm promoting is original music. So it starts out with Writers in the Round Night, and there's in Smithfield, Virginia, our partner is Smithfield Music. So there's a non-profit organization there that was doing house concerts and small concerts to partner with us on the festival.
To benefit youth music education.
So that's where all the proceeds go. You know, it goes back into the school systems, or it goes into homeschooled kids, wherever that need is. But we've done scholarships and brought in tutors, and from as little bit of, from as high as scholarships to as low as kazoos for kindergartners. You know, but
nice.
So it's a two-day festival. Starts with the writers. We do a lot of workshops in it, and then a lot of regional and local people get a chance to play original music.
So do you ever bring in, like, big names, or is it just local people that play?
No, it's people from all over. You know, it depends, I guess, what you call big name. We bring in acts from all over the country. I can't say it's, you know, we didn't bring in, like, Rodney Crowell or something. We couldn't afford that. But, no, but we bring in people from all over.
Is it mostly Americana singer-songwriter?
It is. It is. You know, somewhere of a roots nature. It'll stick into that. There'll be blues people come in, bluegrass people come in. But it has to be their music.
And we've now grown. We have a second Aiken and Friends Fest in Branchburg, New Jersey. So this will be the second year for that.
It was interesting.
Excited about that.
Yeah, we played this beautiful 2-year college in Branchburg that has a great theater. And a lot of what they teach are the theater arts. They're maybe an hour outside of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of their students are learning theater production. So we played there as a band maybe 3-4 years ago. And the main guy at the theater, we're talking to him, and he brings up, oh, I see something about this festival. I'm interested. Then he came down to the fest for 3 years in a row, and then he asked us to bring the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun.
That's great. That's a really good cause to be supporting.
And it's another good one. It goes right back into the music department at that school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Very good.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah. So are you still living on a boat?
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And floating home.
It's been, I think we were figuring it out. I think it's been 27 years we've been living on sailboats, different boats and different locales around the world.
How big is your boat?
The present one, 42 foot.
Yeah.
Offshore. Wow. Offshore sailboat.
Yeah. So what made you want to go live on a sailboat?
Traveling,
yeah.
It's a travel and bone.
70% water.
Harness the wind.
And you can go all over. I'll never stop.
I mean, there's all day
about it. Yeah, there's so much. That, one, it's beautiful out there. Two, it's one of the last places where there aren't a million rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It really tests your will and your skill and your intelligence. You can't go out there lackadaisical and not mm-hmm. think it out, or you'll get in big trouble.
Yeah, especially if it's sailing.
Yeah.
And sailing, you just kind of go where the wind takes you to, right?
Well, no, you point your direction. There's different ways to make your sails work uh-huh. for you, and some days it's not as good as others, for sure.
Yeah. There's nothing like feeling an ocean swell beneath you and just watching the dolphins and the whales come up to say hello. It's just...
Yeah.
It's magical.
And, it's a funny one. So, we started out, and at one point we were in Spain. We were renting out a farm we had. And, We would go back periodically once a year or something. Go back and see what's going on. We had a renter in that we were losing money on. He was a good friend, and he took care of the two remaining pets we had.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted him in there to take care of those elderly pets. Mm-hmm. That said, great, you go sailing, we're staying here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had him there, but we decided at that point, you know, this it just isn't sparking any interest in us anymore, and we sold everything off.
Oh, really?
And moved on a boat.
Wow, that's very cool. What's the nicest, what's the best experience you've ever had? I mean, like, what place on earth have you been?
You know, that's always a tough one. Everybody asks, and I can't think of, there's only one place that I won't mention that I would prefer not to return to. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I'd love to go back to everywhere. I mean, we had a blast in the Canadian Maritimes, and mm-hmm. the Azores were beautiful and friendly, and I really... It's so special everywhere you go, and it's really, you know, it's the people, you know, mm-hmm. it's like food secondary, but it's people first that you meet and the experiences that you have. So it's really nice to see what nice ambassadors and what good people there are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But tell a quick story of the whale off the Grand Banks. I was off watching, sleeping.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I was a little still apprehensive. It was my first ocean crossing, and we left from Halifax and we're heading for the Azores, and we're a couple days out and we're completely covered in fog, and it was night, and I was in night watches. When you're first starting out, you're hyper aware and you're super sleepy at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I was just sitting in the cockpit, and there's fog all around, and we're making way, not tremendously fast, but we're cruising along, and I just hear right behind me a whale come up and breach, and it started. And of course, I grabbed the boat because I was convinced he's going to hit it somehow, you know, like, foolishly. But anyway, and so he did that a few times, and then in the distance, I could hear a big whale, a tail slapping the water, and off he went to go rejoin his group. But it's just so magical.
Oh, yeah, that's
creatures
gonna say,
will come. That,
that's the word
him.
I was thinking of. Magical. It's just that's just
there's,
incredible.
There's a time off of. The Canaries heading back to this side of the Atlantic, and the phosphorescence was unbelievable. I mean, your boat's leaving a wake when you're sailing trade winds, and you have big trade wind waves, but gentle waves, 18-foot waves you're sailing in, mm-hmm. and you'll have phosphorescence maybe, you know, hundreds of feet behind you in the wake of the boat. Well, I saw Same thing. I saw something coming at the boat. It really looked like torpedoes. I mean, you could just see the phosphorescence bright as could be. And all of a sudden, we were in a pod of dolphins jumping around the boat.
Really?
And it was, if you can picture being, whatever you think of being a little kid at Disney World is, and there's magic dust. I mean, this whenever they jump and splash, the phosphorescence, it was unbelievable.
I bet that was incredible.
Unbelievable.
You couldn't capture that on a video. I mean,
no, you can't. and besides, you're sort of in shock and not even thinking about shooting it. You know, you're just going, wow, what a
it's
pleasure.
It's just one
to be
of those moments
situation.
You kind of just take into your heart. Yeah. Can you guys give us another song?
Sure.
Sure, I'd love to.
This is called Everything Changed, and actually it leads into your question, how did we meet? So I wrote this. I wrote this for Amy after a 25th anniversary, and I write different sort of type of love songs, so everything changed. It's you
walked in my door,
and the sun shined like it never did before. Nothing would ever be the same. That's when everything changed. I made some bad decisions about women once or twice. They were heavy on pretty but light on nice. They cut me down the middle and run off with both halves. That's when I found out that love never lasts. And
you walked in my door,
and the sun shined like it never did before. No, nothing would ever be the same. That's when everything changed. All these years later, I'm surprised every day. Someone sweet as you ain't thrown me away. Keep on waiting for the other shoe to drop. When on my heart I feel a knock, knock, knock. And it's
you walked in my door,
and the sun shined like it never did before. No, nothing, I mean nothing, ever be the same.
That's when everything changed.
Yeah. Years later, I'm surprised every day. Someone sweet as you ain't thrown me away. I keep on waiting for that other shoe to drop. When on my heart I feel a knock, knock, knock. And it's
you walked in my door,
and the sun shined like it never did before.
Nothing
would ever be the same.
That's when everything changed.
Yeah. That's when everything. Ooh, I mean everything.
That's when everything changed.
Yeah, baby. That's when everything changed. That's when everything.
Nice.
Thanks.
Mike and Amy Akin, the new album is called Wayward Troubadour, available in June, correct?
Correct.
Yes, MikeAkinMusic.com.
Great. And you'll be at Whistle Stop Antiques in August.
That's right.
So we'll make sure we come out and see you then.
That'd be great.
Bring all your friends.
And the CD will be available where? Or can you get it?
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, all the
iTunes,
usual digital stuff.
Amazon, all that.
Amazon, you know, anywhere. iTunes. There's music out.
Yeah. Great.
On our website. But
it shows, of course.
But everywhere.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thanks again for coming by, and we'll see you guys
soon.
Thank
you, Kathy. Thanks, Chris.
And I want to say, if I can say one more thing. You know, we come in from outside to Kansas City to do this conference and do it, and the people of Kansas City are amazingly friendly.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just been a ball. So my hats off to everybody out there. I mean, from every aspect of being in here, from the hotel staff to people on the street to, you know, we've just had a wonderful experience here. So I appreciate that.
Great. It's Midwestern hospitality is what we call it. So.
That's great.
Thanks again for coming by.
Well, thank you.